The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
And now, broadcasting from the 960 The Patriot Studios in beautiful Arizona, your car insiders. They work for you, not the dealer. Now you have personal friends for the car buying experience.
Lord, won't you buy me a Mercedes Benz?
On the road again.
Here are your hosts, Dana Southern and Gary Green.
Good morning and welcome to your Car Insiders on 960 The Patriot. My name is Dana Southern. I'm here with my longtime friend and business partner, Gary Green. And collectively, we are your Car Insiders. We're a very unique service in that we provide a shopping service that enables a person to not have to deal with the typical things, of course, that they would normally have to deal with in purchasing a car. We help guide in every facet of the purchase, whether it be a conventional purchase, whether you intend to finance it through your credit union or perhaps a bank, whether it is a lease, whether it is a cash deal, and whether it's a new or used car. We're here to help guide and protect our clients through every facet of an automobile purchase, whether it be a car or truck. Good morning, Gary.
Good morning. You know, and each week, you know, we say the same thing. We're here to help you. We're not selling you a car. We're not helping you buy a car. We're just helping you buy a car. And I get most of our business is referrals. And some of these referrals actually are referrals from people from the radio show that we've helped. And I got a call the other day from a friend saying his friend was going to call. And one thing that Dana and I don't do is we don't follow up. If you call us and we have a conversation, when we're done with the conversation, if you'd like our help, call us back. I'm not going to call you in 2 days. Dana's not going to call you in 3 days saying, hey, have you given any thought to what we've talked about?
It's not because we don't care. It's because we do care. We're not trying to sell you something. We're here to provide a service, and ultimately, if you reach out to us, we will respond. If you don't follow up with us, we're going to respect your privacy and leave you alone.
You know, and last week I got an email submission from the website, and I was reading it, and I sent out a quick email, and I asked the gentleman to please call me at his convenience. And I respond to him pretty quick. It's not instant because I don't get emails to my phones, but it's never more than a few hours. Now, this week it might be a little bit longer because I'm staying at my daughter's house while she's gallivanting across Europe. So I read the email and I called the gentleman. And after a few minutes of speaking to the gentleman, nice guy, he said, you know, we've spoken once before. And I said, yes, we have. And let me get this straight. You not only didn't take my advice, you went back to the dealership that had put you in the situation the first time. And very quietly, he said yes. And I don't get mad at people. And I still helped him fix his problem. But we're not, when you buy a car and you drive home, and you call us and you have a question about something and you say that I want to get this solved as quick as possible while I'm still under my 3-day right of rescission. Well, go to the Arizona Attorney General's Office website, click on auto buying, and the first words that pop up are that in the state of Arizona, there is no 3-day cooling off period. Now, one thing that the gentleman said that was kind of amusing was he was going to put his big boy pants on and go into the dealership. And I basically explained to him that you don't have pants big enough to be able to go in to intimidate the general manager of that dealership. And part of the reason is nothing that they did was, we thought, illegal. However, one of the items was very, very borderline, and he listened to exactly what I said, and he got the full $3,600 back. We want to help you before you get started. You know, it's really hard to close the barn doors and keep the horses in if the door's already been open.
Well, and often, and I guess because our service is unique in a lot of ways. One, we're not brokers. We do not charge any fee of any kind unless we actually assist our client throughout the entire purchase process of buying a vehicle. Then at the end of the transaction, when everything's completed and our client is completely satisfied, we collect a $400 flat fee.
And when we started in 2011, what did we charge?
A $400 flat fee.
How many
or we
things,
were free.
How many things from 2011 are the same price?
Well, arguably, Gary, we both know the answer to that question.
I can only think of two.
The chicken at Costco is one of them.
And the hot dog at Costco is the other.
$1.50. We'll leave that alone. But more importantly, and I think that a lot of people just not understanding all the different ways that dealerships have at their disposal ways to extrapolate or get or convince you to pay more money than arguably you should. In some cases, you shouldn't buy it at all. And often, unfortunately, people go out and they start shopping and negotiating with a dealer, and then they get to a point where they're not getting to where they want to be. And then perhaps they call us then. And then
we have to back up and go over all of the malarkey and poppycock that was told to you, because I have a conversation every time when I speak to somebody that talks about what they heard in a dealership. And I always say to them, well, let me ask you a question. If you're in the car dealership and just before you're getting ready to leave, the sales manager looks you in the face and says, if I could sell you the car for $22,000 out the door, would you buy the car right now? And you say no, and this is what happens. 99% of the people jump in the car, they look at their wife, and they say, let's go shopping because we can buy the car for $22,000. Let's go beat that price.
And let's stop right there, because the reality is that that's where so many people are hurt, because the gentleman did not offer to sell the car for that
dollar. He asked you if you would, if he could.
And unfortunately, that is a practice that not all dealers use, but many do. And it's essentially letting you out on what they call a hum.
Or blowing you off at the kneecaps.
And essentially, it sends people, and I know a manager that did this to a person that literally went to, I think, every dealer in Arizona, went to California, literally drove to California to try to get the deal that this manager had asked him, would you buy it? And he thought he was then going to shop and beat it. Just exactly what Gary
because
just said.
It's a way they let you out, and it's actually called, if I could, would you? And when I was talking to my friend in New York, he had his girlfriend in the car, and don't get me wrong, I love his girlfriend to death, but she knows absolutely nothing about a car deal. So when she said something to me, she said this, well, that's a bait and switch. I said, no, that's not a bait and switch. A bait and switch is when they advertise something, and when you get there, they switch you to something else. This is a let out where they let you out with this. So I told my friend, this is what you need to say, and everything is in the verbiage. So when he left the dealership on Saturday, they said, this is a deal that we can do right now. So I said, well, if you go back to the dealership and you decide you have something you want to do, look at the guy in the face and said, you know, yesterday you told me what you would do right now. I'm telling you what I would do right now. Now, one thing about cars is there are different ways to pay for a vehicle. And my friend sitting across the desk from me right now understands more than anybody I know as to how a lease works. So I got a call the other day from a referral. Imagine that. They have a 2006 Buick Rendezvous that they want to trade in or take to CarMax, which CarMax has no interest in a 2006 car other than the fact that they have a wholesale auction.
And for clarification, you know, those older vehicles like that are just not typically vehicles that they are looking for. So if you are thinking about taking your vehicle to CarMax or selling it that way to or that type of way, understand that that's not the kind of car they're looking for. They're looking for something more late model, more desirable.
So when you, there are times, and don't get me wrong, I tell everybody, if you got a trade-in that's a desirable car, absolutely go to CarMax. It doesn't kill you. It takes you a half hour to get a number on your car that you can sell them the car for. But the gal called me, and she wanted to lease a car. She wanted her payment as close to $200 a month as possible. They were having her parents drive the car. Well, with $5,600 down, the payment was $200 a month. But it sounded kind of crazy on a Hyundai Tucson. But I didn't realize that the Tucson that she picked out was $29,000. So I got into the station this morning, and I go to MSN, and I go to autos, and I'm going to read an article that was on U.S. News. Can you lease a car for under $100 a month?
Nope. I haven't seen the article, but I know the answer.
So what this guy talks about, there are several reasons that you might be looking for a car that costs you less than $100 a month. Maybe your budget is incredibly tight, or you just need a low-cost commuter car. With $100 suspended on buying a car is probably not possible unless you find a reliable used car for less than $5,000 and you have excellent credit. Leasing is an option, but you find a car lease that works for $100 a month, the answer is, but it takes patient homework and a top-tier credit score. And why is it so difficult? Well, first of all, every lease that's advertised is not advertised at no money down.
Never. And even when they say zero down,
you still have the fees and the dealer ads.
Correct.
So what Dana and I understand how to do is to navigate through all of the small print.
And more importantly, the understanding what they're saying and what they mean. More often than not, most lease advertisements are typically on the model that is arguably the least desirable. And usually the residual value, how vehicles hold their value, is a percentage of its initial cost. And so it doesn't matter really which brand it is, although certainly there are vehicles that hold their value better than others. But ultimately, oh, I just did a brain fart.
What it is when you go in and you want to lease a car, if you don't know how to read the small print and you don't understand what this is and what that is. I helped a gal lease a car last weekend. And the funny thing about it was I told her, if you can tell me where the interest rate money factor is on the contract, I'll work for free. Well, let me see the contract. Well, Dana can't find it. I can't find it. Because it's not there. And then, you know, it's frustrating sometimes trying to overcome what people are told in car dealerships compared to what we're telling them.
The most prestigious and coveted honor that American Honda Motor Company awards dealerships is the President's Award. The award recognizes the dealership teams who demonstrate superior achievement in customer satisfaction, new car unit sales value, and business management. Earnhardt Honda is proud to have received this prestigious award many times, and they want to show you why they're the top-selling Honda dealer in the Central and West Phoenix Valley regions. Earnhardt Honda's mission is to provide their customers with world-class service in every phase of the sales and service experience. 100% customer satisfaction is General Manager Joey Staples' goal. The staff at Earnhardt Honda participate in continuous training programs to improve industry and product knowledge and new ways to continue to provide top-notch customer service. Joey realizes that customers have a choice. And when customers like you choose Earnhardt Honda, you have put your implicit trust in them. Joey appreciates and is honored to have your trust. You can reach him at his desk by calling 623-463-4308 or visit him at Earnhardt Honda, located in Avondale or online at EarnhardtHonda.com.
Monte Vista Cleaners has the latest state-of-the-art equipment and uses only the best cleaning supplies available. Family-owned and operated since 2001. They offer fast, same-day service until 9 a.m. every day on dry-cleaned items and next-day service on all other items. They are open from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Saturday. So stop by any of our three locations, 210 North 59th Avenue, Suite 111 in Glendale, or 8345 West Thunderbird, Suite 104 in Peoria, or 777 East Thunderbird Road, number 105 in Moon Valley.
Vision loss is not something that you feel until it happens.
Most people lose their vision from diseases like macular degeneration and glaucoma, not at birth.
With macular degeneration, you lose your central vision.
You have a blind spot right in the center of your face, so I can't actually see your face.
So even that little circle in which I could see became a big blur.
I was 65 when I first was diagnosed with glaucoma.
There were no symptoms. I had no headaches.
3 million Americans have glaucoma, and half don't even know it.
11 million people in the United States have macular degeneration.
You lose mobility, independence, changes your entire life.
So many eye disorders can be treated if caught early.
My husband tells me that I have beautiful brown eyes, and I don't want to lose that.
Make a plan today to get your eyes checked.
Visit brightfocus.org to learn more.
Welcome back to Your Car Insiders on 960 The Patriot. Once again, my name is Gary Green. I'm here with my friend and business partner, Dana Southern, and we are Your Car Insiders. We work for you, not the dealer. Remember, if you'd like to reach us, you can always do the old antiquated way that I say is send us an email. You can find that on the Your Car Insiders website. There's a place where you can submit an inquiry. Or the easiest way, 602-525-1370. That's 602-525-1370. That's my number. Or you can reach Dana at 602-679-8324. 602-679-8324. Very special thanks to Lundy's Peoria Volkswagen, located at 8801 West Bell Road.
Well, just when I had my little brain fart there at the end, what I was trying to describe was that when the different manufacturers advertise their leases, it's usually on the least expensive models because they depreciate the least. And so typically, if you're looking for a more expensive version, it has higher depreciation, therefore lower residual. That is why they advertise the cheaper cars. But as Gary alluded to, unless you truly understand what they mean by the down payment, the sales tax on the cap reduction, if there is down payment, if you don't understand that there are dealer ads and what you should or shouldn't pay for them, you shouldn't be leasing a car.
You know, and the best thing about this article, it shows me when I read at the end of the article, this guy absolutely knows zero about the goddamn car business. And pardon my French. Lease deals for $100 or less per month are not normal, so you need to remain vigilant to find them. In addition to following our expert staff's picks of the best lease deals each month, you'll want to watch the deals offered by local dealers. Okay, this guy knows zero. Zero. I would love to talk to this guy.
Well, and if you heard, and it can be frustrating for Gary and I when we read articles like this that we know are inaccurate because of our knowledge and our expertise, where when other people may see these articles, it's kind of like if you go into the dealership and they say certain things and they tell you certain things, and then you call us and we're trying to decipher what they meant, whether what they meant was true, in order to save all that effort, of course, there's a few ways to go about it. You can either, of course, you know, do it yourself, which obviously we understand lots of people do. Our purpose is to make this as painless, as inexpensive, as quick, and as good an experience as you can hope to have. And again, in the event that we don't provide that, we don't charge anything. Of late, you know, to kind of segue to a different subject, you know, a lot of people have been, you know, looking at used cars and, you know, thinking, well, I'm going to save money on used cars. Well, in the most recent at the largest auction in the United States of America. Over the last couple months, the used car pricing and values for used cars has gone up. The amount that cars are selling for at the auction today, as an example, something like a Toyota Camry a year ago wasn't higher than it was today, and a month ago it was substantially less than it is now. And part of the reason for that, I think, has to do with the concern over the pending tariffs.
Now, you know, it's crazy sometimes when you compare what you can buy a used car for compared to what you can buy a new vehicle for with incentives and things like that. But the understanding of how it works is what's important. So another one of these articles is another one of Dana's favorite topics. What is a dealer addendum sticker on a new car? Now, the dealer addendum sticker became part of the transaction based on advertising. So in the big, big print in the ad that you see, it says $11,999 for the car.
That, I don't know how big it, those, because they have type size.
Right.
You know, but whatever that is, it's really bold.
But then underneath, it'll have a little star, and it'll say one.
You have to have really good vision and or glasses to read this font, because it's much smaller.
And then you go down to the bottom of the ad, and it says number one. Price does not include tax, title, license, dealer doc fee, emissions testing, any compliance testing, and possibly could say
dealer installed accessories,
as well as reconditioning fees. The addendum is put on a car primarily to help the dealership advertise at prices that they have no intentions of selling a car for.
Or, in some cases, it enables them on cars that have really small margins to actually have some wiggle room.
Correct. So, what's the difference between the MSRP and addendum? Well, an addendum is what the dealer adds to the vehicle.
And those can vary. In this marketplace, there are dealerships that on every car, they advertise, like Gary was alluding to, a price that's incredibly low. But their addendum when you arrive, which is on every car, is in excess of $3,000. And so...
And then there are dealerships, don't get me wrong, there are dealerships that are over $3,000, and there are some dealerships that it's $299 for window tint.
Correct.
Or it's $299 for window tint and $199 for door edge guards. It all depends. There's no regulation on it. Now, one of the other things they talk about on an addendum is dealer markup. Okay? And it's called market adjustment, additional markup.
Phoenix market value adjustment.
Now, if you go into a Ford dealership and you're looking at a Ford Raptor or a GT350, be prepared to have an addendum that has a dollar amount for additional markup.
What's that really nice new Toyota 4x4?
Anything that says Toyota Pro.
That's the one.
They make it in a Tacoma?
Yes.
A Tundra?
Yes.
I've seen it in a 4Runner.
Anyway, what are
you? And they're $5,000 over MSRP. Now, what I will tell you is when I look at a Toyota Off-Road Pro, I think that's what it's called.
I'm going to look it up
in a second. The big thing is, though, that car with the $5,000 addendum markup is still thousands, tens thousands plus less than a Raptor. And it's a car that you can literally take just like a Raptor and
really four-wheel drive.
Do the Baja 1000. Okay? But folks, I call it stupid tax.
I agree.
And if you got to have it and you have the money, you're stupid to not spend it and get what you want. But if you think, now don't get me wrong, if you buy one of these cars and you drive it 1,000 miles a year and you have one that's 10 years old with 10,000 miles on it, it's going to retain a lot of its value. But if you buy one, like if I were to go out and buy a GT350 and drive the 23,000 miles a year that I drive, the car will be worthless in 3 years in resale value because it's a high demand car with excessively high miles. Remember, can reach Dana, 602-679-8324. You can reach me at 602-525-1370. Very special thanks to the Earnhardt family of dealerships. They do a great job with working with Dana and I and our clients.
They do a lot of special things for us.
They understand what it is I do. I mean, I sat in a dealership the other day, and a guy came up to me that said, I'm the new GSM. I need to work with you to try to increase our profit on your deals. And I said, you need to work on never speaking to me. Remember, we're your car insiders. We work for you, not the dealer.
Earnhardt Lexus customers drive the finest vehicles in the world and have equally high expectations from their dealership. We invite you to visit the all-new state-of-the-art facility and experience the pride that every Earnhardt Lexus associate takes to provide quality service to their clients. At Earnhardt Lexus, you'll find more than just a vehicle. You'll find people who know how to take care of a Lexus, and even more importantly, how to take care of you. Now located in the heart of Phoenix at 800 East Camelback Road, Phoenix, Arizona, 85014.
Larry H. Miller Nissan's General Manager Bill Brixey is committed to helping you find the new or used vehicle you've been searching for. Whether it is new or used Nissans or new or used cars from the top manufacturers, Bill can help. But here is the game stopper. Bill's finance staff offers expert advice to those seeking a great deal on a car or lease. Larry H. Miller Nissan has a top-notch service and parts department always willing to help you with your Nissan. Larry H. Miller is located at 2025 West Riverview Auto Drive in Mesa.
Nobody likes to be in debt, and that's why it's usually not wise to borrow money. But if your air conditioner calls it quits in the middle of summer and you don't have cash on hand, what are you going to do? Mike Aaliyah here again from Benefit Air to give you the best solution to a difficult problem, because sometimes we have to make tough choices in life with money issues and we need all the help we can get. Because Benefit Air is a trained comfort specialist dealer, we have access to financing terms that other dealers can't even come close to. What if you could get a brand new train system complete with a full 10-year parts and labor warranty for a low monthly payment? And what if a large portion of that monthly payment would be offset by the savings in your energy bill? And what if the energy savings over the life of the system was actually equal to or more than the cost of the system? At Benefit, we want to help you out of a tight spot by offering payment options that are affordable while providing you with a wise investment that can save you money for years to come. Call Benefit today to find out more about the financing options for a new high-quality train system that you can afford. 602-840-9229 or visit us on the web at benefitair.com. Experience the benefit of using Benefit Air.
Hey guys, let's play some video games.
This new dad plays video games with his sons, but the challenge feels like he's lifting a metric ton.
How many buttons?
His avatar just stares at the walls, twists and turns and somehow falls.
Help me!
He's tangled up in the controller's cord.
I just don't understand this crazy digital world.
Crazy, crazy digital world.
Heroes and worlds.
But the love from his kids is totally apparent. Ooh. See, you don't have to be perfect to be the perfect parent.
You should have just played catch. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of siblings in foster care will take you just as you are. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Your Car Insiders on 960 The Patriot. Well, to stay on the topic of pre-owned vehicles and the marketplace, you know, there's certain vehicles, of course, that hold their value really well. And there's certain vehicles that arguably don't hold their value very well.
And we're going to give you a couple of examples.
Both ends.
Go look for a low mileage, no more produced Toyota FJ Cruiser.
That's a vehicle that you would probably have to pay close to 80% of its sticker price if you could find it with less than 100,000 miles today.
Right. And find one with 30,000 miles on it, and you'd be amazed at how pricey it is. Four-door Jeep Wranglers with low miles
hold their value like crazy.
Ford Raptors
hold their value like crazy. Now, these are all vehicles that, as we talk about them, to buy them almost new, and with the Raptor exception because they didn't have production for a couple years, they're so expensive, or they hold their value so well pre-owned, that you arguably have to look at what a new one would cost for a variety of reasons. One, the initial cost arguably could be slightly higher or will be slightly higher on the new one, or should be at least higher. The question, I guess, is how slightly, right? Well, then you start weighing in, well, a new vehicle is, you know, current model year, so at some point it's going to be more valuable than the used one when it comes time to replace it. The vehicle already has miles on it if it's used, and so on the new vehicle with brand new tires, brand new brakes, brand new suspension, and full warranty versus whatever's remaining, then there's things like, I let Gary go because I just don't want to talk all the time.
Now we're talking about resale new cars, resale bad cars. So here's a couple of them that this, now this article is back to 2016, but it's pretty current because the cars are all still made. So the horrible resale, Nissan Leaf.
That's a car that you want to potentially buy used.
Now these are cars that you want to buy used. Now a Mercedes-Benz SL convertible, you do not buy one brand new. A Chevrolet Camaro, the Kia Cadenza, the Volkswagen Beetle. No one's ever called me to buy a Chevy van. Any Mitsubishi, Kia Optima, Cadillac CTS.
That's now, a lovely car that.
But you know, you, when you buy used, one, you buy it used.
Or you lease
one,
it.
So that, but you have to understand how it all works. But back to what we were talking about, and this is a perfect example. Toyota's website, off-road vehicles from Toyota, was making me crazy. It's TRD Pro.
Yes.
So now I scroll down, and the three vehicles that you can order this way are a 4Runner, a Tacoma, and a Tundra. Now, there's a picture of the Tundra, and it says $47,280 as shown.
But it's every bit as much as a Raptor sticker, I believe.
No, it's in the low 50s.
Blown?
What? Yeah. But it also says, and this is Toyota's website, MSRP starts at $31,320. Well, a TRD doesn't start at $31,320. Then you go to the Tacoma, $34,685, and it's $25,400 starting MSRP. And then you have the 4Runner. Okay, $34,810 starting MSRP. 4Runner is an off-road icon. It's the dial type transfer case offered in the SR5. Allows you to switch into low range. They make those three vehicles in the TRD Pro line.
Which for true four-wheel drive enthusiasts, I mean, that has the built-in factory best performance that Toyota offers.
Bilstein shocks.
It is their version of, you know, Ford's Raptor. Obviously, it's not Ford's Raptor.
And Dodge makes the truck called the Dodge Rebel. Okay, now I don't think, you know, they're talking about doing things with the Rebel as far as making them with a SRT8 motor, putting the Hellcat motor. I mean, they have this new Jeep right now, and I've driven Hellcats, but I want to drive this Jeep. My buddy doesn't have one of those. He has five Hellcats that he lets me drive, but it's called a Trackhawk. Not a Trailhawk. It's a Grand Cherokee Trackhawk. They're in the low 90s MSRP, like $93,000, and they have 707 horsepower. Now, they came out with a new redline version, I think, of the Challenger, which is a Hellcat, which is 790 horsepower, I believe, right in that range, compared to when the Hellcat originally was 707 and the Demon was 840 with all of the stuff and the special racing fuel. However, the Demon to me, I'm a true car enthusiast and I argue with my friends all the time. My cars have to have three pedals. I'm a manual transmission guy.
You're going to be running out of time on that, young man.
You ain't kidding.
There's lots of manufacturers that are going away from even offering them.
Rodeo Ford, located in Goodyear, Arizona at 13680 West Test Drive. Rodeo Ford is proud to be one of the premier dealerships in the area.
From the moment you walk in their showroom, you'll know their commitment to customer service is second to none. They strive to make your experience with Rodeo Ford a good one for the life of your vehicle. Whether you need to purchase, finance, or service a new or pre-owned Ford, you've come to the right place.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Welcome back to Your Car Insiders on 960 The Patriot. Once again, my name is Gary Green. You can reach me at 602-525-1370. You can reach my dear friend and business partner, Dana Southern, at 602-679-8324. We were talking about these Toyota vehicles, and here it plays in perfectly to what we were talking about. During the break, I got online. I went to a local Toyota dealership. And if you go and you look at a 2018 Tacoma TRD Pro V6, double cab, six-speed automatic, has an MSRP of $44,949. And right underneath it says addendum, $5,000. So this MSRP on this 2018 Toyota Tacoma TRD Pro is $44,949 with a $5,000 additional dealer markup. Now, MSRP on a TRD Pro 5.7 liter truck, Crew Max, is $51,040. A Raptor's got to be mid-60s plus. But the Raptor is such an off-road, you could use the word beast when you describe the car. But, you know, these are the cars that, you know, when you pay $5,000 over sticker.
Should you?
Right.
And going back to the concern I have for a lot of people that are thinking about maybe getting an almost new used car. As I mentioned earlier, you know, there's the warranties that's used up. Maybe you're settling for a color that wasn't your first color choice. The interest rate is typically going to be higher on a pre-owned vehicle than a brand new vehicle. And then depending on how many miles are already on that used vehicle, you have to consider buying an extended warranty for sure. And you may have to consider that either way, whether you do or don't is up to you. But with the warranties typically expiring at 36,000 miles, ultimately, you know, for a lot of people with all the technology and things that are on cars, it's something that they have to certainly at least consider. So often when people will contact us, and I believe Gary experiences exactly the same thing, people will want to get that, you know, almost new, low mileage, desirable vehicle like the ones we've been talking about. And in most cases, it just doesn't make sense, does it, Gary?
Nope. Now, this is a perfect example of guys that understand the car business. And would you pull that, what you just had back up, and talk to about how things are advertised. So right now, Dana showed me an article, and it says the 2019 Toyota Tundra TRD Pro is only $900 cheaper than a Ford Raptor.
Which isn't going to be true, by the way. However, that's what people see.
Right. So now it says it's not cheap with a starting price of $51,275. Okay, and then it says we really like the 2017 Toyota TRD Pro, blah, 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 blah. And it says the 2019 TRD Pro Crew Max will start at $51,000, including destination, $3,870 more than it did in 2017. Interestingly, a double cab version of Pro isn't listed anywhere through. It was offered previously. So it's confirmed for today that you will only be able to get a TRD Pro sold as a Crew Max. Then it says the MSRP for a super cab starts at $52,170 and a crew cab starts at $55,155. Okay, I just went to a local Ford dealership and they said $55,155. So the first car that I'm looking at has a 70,000
That doesn't sound like probably 78. I wouldn't be shocked.
No, MSRP 70,000. Something happened to the computer. It kind of slowed down. So let me close this and see if I can get this thing to work. $70,000. So when they're talking about MSRPs, these idiots need to explain to you that that's the base MSRP before any factory installed options. Oh, you wanted this. Oh, you wanted that. So just because they offer something a certain way doesn't mean they're going to build it that way. While Dana's chatting a little bit, I'm going to go back and see if I can pull these Raptors up again.
So going back to that challenge when people contact us and their goal, of course, is they want to save money. Well, if our job is to save our clients as much money as we're capable of doing, and we take our job very, very seriously. Sometimes it just simply does not make sense to pay almost as much, and unfortunately for so many people, because interest rates happen to be on the rise. They're not going down currently. They've been trending up. For most people, they're financing even used cars that are late model 72 months, 6 years, sometimes even going 7 years on used cars in order to be able to afford the monthly payment.
Now, if you have to go more than 72 months on a finance deal of a car, you're buying a car that you really can't afford. Now, I had a very nice young lady that wanted to buy a car. And this week I've been struggling because with watching my daughter's house, I'm not...
You had your hands full.
I'm not close to home. So we talked, and I finally said to myself, well, I can explain the math to her. I don't need to go to a car dealership. And I don't want to waste her time. So when we talked about going from her car to an SUV, she was actually very pleasant, very cordial. She wanted to raise her payment from about $275 to $400 a month. Now, $400 a month at a 72-month loan is around $26,000-$27,000.
Well, unfortunately, if you just take 60 times 400, it's 24,000, and then add another 4,800, it's 28,400 total. And right. So 28,400 total has to include interest, tax, license, the SUV, and the trade-in, and everything else.
Now, she's $5,000 upside down.
Oops.
Now, with no money down, how many used cars do you think you can buy today and bury the whole $5,000 without putting yourself in a bad situation?
Virtually none. Well, now, if you have 5,000 negative equity and you're now going to carry it into a new loan, which is
$80 a month right there.
To 100.
At a great rate for 72 months. And the great rates aren't out there right now. Now, there's no possible way I would help this young lady buy the car if she was leaving without gap insurance.
Well, and think about that for a moment. If she has a situation where she's in a financial hardship where she has $5,000 negative equity, obviously she doesn't have the cash to offset it. And so now if she's carrying that negative equity into a new loan along with the new vehicle itself, God forbid that vehicle was stolen or in an accident and totaled, she would be responsible for the difference between the payoff and the actual value. Well, without gap insurance, that could put her on the hook for a massive amount of money. And so
not only the depreciation in the car that she's buying, but in the depreciation, the negative equity. Now, here's the other thing. Dana, you buy a 54,000-mile General Motors product. How much factory warranty is left on the car?
Well, it depends on the year, but you'd have 6,000 miles on the powertrain only if it were, you know,
a certain year.
Yes.
Now, here's the question then. Do you allow a child that can barely afford the $400 payment? She says she'll go to $450, but really the $450 payment, by the time you leave the finance office, is going to be somewhere in the $485 to $500 range by the time you had a warranty and by the time you had this. Now, you have to be careful when you're sitting in the finance office and you're buying the warranty, because you got to make sure what you're getting on a pre-owned vehicle. Now,
and of course, you don't have to purchase an extended warranty. But when Gary is trying to guide this young lady who's on a obviously a pretty fixed budget. She wants something that's more spacious or needs something that's more spacious. Her circumstances are such that she doesn't have, you know, equity, but she has a negative circumstance, and she hasn't been in a position to come up with down payment to help offset it. And now she's pushing her payment, you know, kind of to the limit of her comfort level. Well, what happens if something breaks and now she has that payment that's $450 where she's comfortable, but it has a $2,000 repair that's not covered? Well, she's in a very difficult situation. Now, she still doesn't have to purchase an extended warranty, and Gary and I don't sell those. We don't try to persuade people to buy them. We explain the risk and the fact that essentially it's an insurance policy. And like Gary said, when you're buying that insurance policy, if you choose to, which insurance policy is it, and is it a quality product? But Gary wasn't going to let this young lady, who was in a financial situation where she didn't have cash flow, get into a situation where, God forbid, she'd be in real trouble if she didn't have gap insurance and something happened. And then secondly, if there were a mechanical failure or issue, she wouldn't be in a position to pay for it. You're not helping someone if you put them in a situation where they're not protected and they're not covered. And so we're not trying to...
My biggest pet peeve in the world, without a doubt, paying to fix my car. I despise it. And I believe in having a service contract on your vehicle. And I laugh when people say, well, I'll just buy that later. Well, you're not smarter than the warranty companies. A lot of manufacturers' warranties will no longer sell new car coverage on your vehicle through them if the vehicle's 6 months old or 6,000 miles.
And what Gary's saying is completely correct. There are some manufacturers that will extend the warranty like it's a new car up until the initial warranty period ends, whether it be by time or miles. But what Gary just said is 100% true. There are other manufacturers that limit that coverage to only vehicles that are brand new or below 6 months or below 6,000 miles. And then the product that they offer is not as comprehensive and not as cost effective.
Now, there's a couple of things that you never want to hear. And you never want to hear them when it comes to an insurance policy or a warranty. That item's not covered. Now, when you buy something, there are certain warranty companies that will have little verbiage that says, seals and gaskets not covered. Some of them will say, includes seals and gaskets. Now, if you're driving down the road and your air conditioning goes out and you take it in and they turn around and say that, well, it was the seal between the hose and the compressor that went, that item's not covered. Now you have an air conditioning repair. You need to understand, and I say this all the time, know what your coverage is.
And let's talk about that just real fast, because this has come up a few times lately, and I want people to think about it. When you're, some of these newer cars, and a lot of the newer cars, and most of the luxury cars have special windshields. And some of them have cameras in them, and some of them have, you know,
heads-up display.
They have
a sound windshield in the Ford Mustang now.
And so... As you hear, some of these windshields can cost a small fortune. When you get insurance coverage out in here in the Phoenix Metro, it has to be one of the worst places in the country for rocks flying and hitting people's windshields. And I imagine the glass business in Phoenix, Arizona has got to be a great business to be in. But the key is that when you buy an insurance policy and you buy glass coverage, they now have essentially two tiers of coverage. They have where they have glass coverage, but then they also have OEM coverage. Well, in the case of one of these really expensive windshields that we described, whether it's a rain sensing windshield or depending on what special technology is built into it, if they're only covering the aftermarket windshield that may only be a few hundred dollars and the windshield that you need is $1,700, it might be worth finding out what that small difference in premium is to make sure that you get OEM glass as opposed to get a big bill in the unfortunate chance that you have a windshield crack. Remember, you can reach Gary at 602-525-1370, or you can reach me, Dana, at 602-679-8324. We're here to help you, and by God, we're good at what we do.
We'll be back next week, and once again, remember, you can reach me at 602-525-1370. You can reach Dana at 602-679-8324. We're Your Car Insiders. We work for you, not the dealer.
General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.